And if she wanted to open it, all right. And if she didn't, all right. Mm-hmm. Some days you'd have to, if you had company, which we had a lot of company because we would go to church on Sunday, and my mother and daddy were Baptists. Mm-hmm. And the company would go home with us. Sometimes we'd have a house full of company. Then she'd have to open more. But she canned all the time. And she had a certain day to bake, but she baked all day long, and we had no ice, no way to keep it. I don't see how people kept their food like they do now, because they had no ice whatsoever. She used to make butter, milk cows, and make butter, put it in a jar, and sink it down in the well, so it'd stay cooled. You'd be surprised to know how cool it would stay. And doing that, you see, it doesn't get old.
Mm-hmm. What would you do for the milk? Same thing?
No, they had a little house that was built outside in the yard under a shade tree. Mm-hmm. She called it a milk dairy. Mm-hmm. And she'd just strain her milk in bowls that she took the cream off of and put it in that little house, had it screened, you know, screened all the way around it. Of course, and then if the wind blew and blew dust in it, there your milk was dirty.
How would this house keep the milk cold?
Well, it was just cool. It wasn't cold. But it was much cooler than it was on the inside because the house was closed in, you see, where it was hotter than that little house outside. It was out in the air.
Mm-hmm. So is that like being under a shade tree or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
If you milked the milk of a morning, then you had it cool for supper. For, we always say for dinner or supper.
You mean at noon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was cool that night when you went to drink it. But the next morning it was soured. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do anything with it. You had to milk twice a day. If you had your milk sweet. Mm-hmm. And it was awful easy to sour. And then people milked everything in the world they could. And what they didn't drink, they fed it to the hogs.
Mm-hmm. What the? So if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old furniture that you didn't, old broken down things that you didn't want to throw away, but you didn't want to, they weren't good for anything, you'd say, that's just, what would you call that?
I don't know, they should call it antique.
But say if it's not good for anything, you'd say that's just...
Well, that's just junk.
Okay. And where might you keep them, things that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, we never did have anything like that that we didn't use. If we had or had, though, we'd put it up in the loft in the barn. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of people keep things now. Uh-huh.
Do you ever have a plunder room or a junk room or a storeroom?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that.
What's that?
But we didn't have it. That's where you would take it and put it if you didn't want to use it, I guess.
Uh-huh. You'd call that a...
junk room. Uh-huh. Or either a plunder room.